Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
She never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family.
Coming to town next year. Is it August? Thank you, Superfam. The Black Crowes are your artist of the day.
That's a good show.
It's going to be a hell of a show. They're going to be at Sandstone, or as some people call it, Providence Medical Center Arena. It is Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, beautiful Independence, Missouri. Hello. Good to have you with us. Oh, it's good to be here. It is good to be here. We're going to get to the grievances here in just a moment at 576-7798. But first, let us go to Will Starrett with the honorary first grievance of the day.
Thank you. My grievance is with the fast food people who do not manage to line up the bun with the rest of the burger before wrapping it up. I know you're moving quickly. This probably isn't the high watermark of your working career, but please take an extra 0.02 seconds to make sure you at least have the parts of the burger at least halfway lined up.
I detected a lot of negative feelings in that grievance.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous, because then you open it up and you got ketchup smeared all over the bun, because
that's the worst.
Yeah. So that is that's my grievance right there.
Will, that is fantastic. I want to thank you for it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can you monitor the text line, because I can't get access to it out here?
Really?
No.
Well, yeah, I can monitor the text line.
If a really good one comes in, if a really good grievance comes in, just jump in whenever you want.
I can do that.
Let me be the very first to wish all of you in Independence and beyond a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
We are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in beautiful Independence, Missouri, and we will start at the top. Ian in Kansas City, my friend, you are first in, so you are first up. Ian, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, I'd just like to say, Will, you hit it spot on. There needs to be more outrage about that. My grievance is with a certain local gas station with a red abbreviated logo. When I was just getting out of high school, 2011, I looked into buying stock into them, and they're privately owned. Do you know how rich I would be here in 2019 if I had got stock in QuickTrip in 2011?
Oh, you can't name the company, man.
That is true, though, and that is a positive grievance, so we will allow it. I have said the same thing about Apple or Microsoft or Exxon, throwing it out.
Oh, do you know who owns a lot of stock in Exxon?
That's why I said it.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
I own a lot of stock in Exxon. So global warming continue, please.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
But don't buy Tesla. Because they use electricity. I need you to buy cars that use gas.
Just for the next few years, get those girls through college.
Well, I just want to get the kids through college, so please continue buy gas-guzzling cars. Thank you. Let's go to Bob in Lenexa. Bob, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, happy Festivus.
Same to you, buddy.
Okay, so this whole impeachment thing, it's okay. A bunch of hogwash.
Margaret?
Margaret, is that you?
Scott in Kansas City, you have the next grievance. Hello, Scott.
Hello there. Oh, first I got to tell you, I guess Christopher Walken had a brief part in Pulp Fiction, and he played the bad guy in A View to a Kill, too.
Oh, I forgot about that. He was in a Bond film, wasn't he?
He was in the worst Bond film of all time, A View to a Kill. That is correct.
Yeah. All right. Now, I have a little bit of I have like an explanation after I give my grievance, though, but so don't cut me off here, but... So, you know, I call the government set, you know, Thanksgiving is Thursday, you know, so they give people four-day weekend, you know?
Yeah.
So I work for the government, and they're not giving us Friday, because the thing is, I don't like, you know, having that thing, you know, come in a few days, a day off, come and work, you know, then have days off, you know. I wouldn't care if it was Wednesday, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, 2 days off, 2 days, and then, or if it was on Friday, but just I don't like that, you know, having to come in just one day, you know, between, like, days off, you know. And that's
that
all.
Is a good grievance.
Wait. Hang on. And I know you have something else you want to add. Let me understand this right. You work for the federal government.
Yeah.
And you get Thursday off next week, but you don't get Friday off?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I thought there was something else you wanted to add.
No, that's all.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye.
Do you think that's all governments or just where he works?
I think that's just where he works.
I thought it was always Thursday, Friday.
Kim in Lee's Summit. Kim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So my grievance is the 24-hour kid home from daycare rule, especially so I have an 18-month-old daughter, and she is getting her molars. Aww. And because of that, she had a couple of runny diapers at daycare on Wednesday, and they made me come pick her up. Therefore, I had to take Thursday off work for basically no reason because, guess what, I picked her up, no more dirty diapers. She was fine all day on Thursday. And I get it for when kids are like sick, but when they're teething, my kids tend to just run a low-grade fever, but they still have to stay home that extra day even though nothing is actually wrong.
That is an interesting grievance and one I do not believe we've heard here.
Thank you for the originality. 576-7798. You can always text in your grievance at 22980. We'll get a new group of callers lined up, and we'll get to everybody in just a moment. 576-7798. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence, right off 39th Street. It'll be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go.
I the said, anthem young man, of heterosexuality in America. You can stay there. The Village People. We're doing Festivus Friday. We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence. Don't forget to check out their Center Cut Baby Back Ribs. They are the best ribs in town. Let's get to the phones. Let's get a little bit more grieving on. Charlie in Archie. Charlie, good afternoon, and hello, my friend.
Good afternoon, and hello, Scott, Dana.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a gripe about whoever sets up your live spot. I am a truck driver. I work Tuesday through Saturday and every other Sunday. I can't make it to see you guys, to meet you on a Friday. If you could do one on a Sunday or a Monday, somewhere, anywhere.
A Sunday. Charlie?
How do we feel about that?
Badly? Charlie, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
You know Sunday is the Lord's Day, right?
Yes, I do.
So there's no way in hell.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But a Monday, just an occasional Monday. Like,
yeah,
once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Charlie, to fit your schedule, I will see what we can do about that. If we do a show on a Monday, you better be there.
If by we, you mean you and Sam.
Hey, there's no way in hell I'm doing a show on a Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. That's good.
Dustin in Lee Summit. Hello, Dustin. Good afternoon.
Hey, before I get my grievance, Dana, I just have to ask a question because I want to know if you remember my son or not.
Okay.
His what?
You were at a live remote in Belton, and he was about 3 months old, and he had soundproof headphones on.
I do remember the headphones, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, my grievance is wrapped up in a praise, I guess. My grievance is my wife gave me a Christmas present and had me bawling like a little girl for about 25 minutes. Now,
what was the gift?
The gift that she gave me, she ordered offline. It was a customized book that has my son's name, Cooper, on the front. It says, "What will Cooper be when he grows up?" You turn the page, and it's got this huge thing about a dad overlooking the crib. The dad is a cartoon that looks just like me.
Aww.
The dad is called Dustin, which is my name in the book. You know, and I'm sitting here reading this entire thing, and I'm a teacher, and it's going through all these jobs, and I'm sitting here thinking, this company didn't have a teacher. This company, and as soon as I got to a teacher, I just lost it. And so she didn't think I would call and say that, but I had to call her because she's bragging that she has already won Christmas, and there's no denying that she has.
Oh, she did win Christmas.
Most definitely.
Well, good for you. You hug that baby, okay?
Chad on the Plaza. You're next, my friend. Chad, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome to Festus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Scott, my grievance is with you. Okay. I find it hard to believe you've never seen the movie Joe Dirt and watched Christopher Walken's in that movie.
I have never seen the movie Joe Dirt.
You have never seen Joe Dirt?
No.
I find that hard to believe, Scott. All right, well, I don't have
right?
to do grievance then.
Maybe I'm my own grievance if I haven't. Is it that good?
I don't know that good.
I feel like you're missing out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's enjoyably bad, I think, is what he's trying to say.
It's kind of in the same wheelhouse as like
Tommy Boy and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much those.
Yeah, didn't win any awards.
From the text line, 22980, this one escalated very quickly. My grievance is with people that take their teeth out and leave them on the table during your dinner and drinks.
Oh, gross! Who did that?
I don't know, but apparently someone who had been dining out with this individual.
That's disgusting.
Where are you supposed to put your teeth?
Not on any, not there.
Put
I
them
don't
away.
Know, but, yeah, no.
Okay, let's wrap up this half hour with Tana in Kansas City. Tana, good afternoon, and hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is also with the federal government because I'm off next Thursday and Friday because I work for the state government. However, my husband is a contractor for the federal government and has to work on Friday.
Oh,
so it's all, or is it What's all over the board, on? Do you think, depending on what your job description looks like?
It's my understanding that the federal government works because the stock market is open on Friday.
That's true, but it's a half day. But well, what the stock market's only open for half a day. Yeah.
That is true, but you can't have the stock market. There's some rule somewhere that the stock market cannot be closed for more than 3 days. That's why the federal government works on Friday.
Huh.
Is that a fact? Huh. Tana, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. 576-7798. We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence. Be an honor and a privilege to spend this Friday afternoon with you. Dana Wright, a good friend of Coast. I am Scott Parks.
Y'all ready like dance around the wild. Got a weird thing to show you. So tell all the boys and girls. Tell your brother, your sister, and your mama too. Cause we're about to throw down. And you know just what to do. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care. Glide by the people as they start to look and stare. Do your dance, do your dance, do your dance quick, mama.
We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence, right off 39th Street. Would love to have you guys come out. And I've really enjoyed visiting with all of you this afternoon. Somebody writes in from here at the bar, my grievance is every time I listen to a commercial on TV or radio and the sales disclaimer comes on and they speed read, I feel like I'm about to have a seizure.
That's so funny.
It's like the Micro Machines guy from back in the day.
I'm like, wait, what is it going to do to me?
It's going to kill you.
Okay.
Just accept it.
Making sure.
Let's go to the phones. Sam, do we still have Steve in Lenexa?
We do, yes.
If so, let's go to Steve in Lenexa. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks, man.
Yeah, my grievance is today I took my grandmother to her doctor's appointment. While we're waiting in the waiting room, I hear some clicking noise. I kind of look over my shoulder, and there's a lady in there clipping her fingernails and letting the fingernails fall all over the floor. Pretty disgusting. And lady didn't have a care in the world.
Ew.
How do I... Hang on. I got to figure out how I feel about this.
No, there's only one way to feel about that.
Disgusted?
Yeah.
Okay. Tim in Kansas City. Tim, good afternoon, my friend, and welcome to Dana and Parks. Hello.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if I can beat that last grievance. That was pretty,
that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, my grievance is people driving around now that, you know, everybody's got their headlights on at, you know, 4:30 in the afternoon, which is ridiculous. But, you know, if you have a headlight out and then you turn on your high beams and you blind everybody that you're going by, it just drives me nuts.
Mm.
Do you think some people just don't realize they're on, or they just only care about their own driving and so they keep them on?
As someone who has a car that has a front beam out, you turn on the high beam so you don't get pulled over by the police.
Well, you're going to get pulled over if you're flashing people with your brights anyway.
Well, I'm not flashing anybody with my brights. I'm just driving around with my brights. However, let me be very clear, Tim, so I don't become part of your grievance. I don't drive that car at night until I get the light fixed.
Good.
Let's go to Kilroy. Kilroy in Jackson County. Good afternoon, my friend.
Scott, Mark, and Dinah. As you know, I'm a type to occasionally fly, and I'm kind of exercised about some genius invention I've heard about recently. It was basically a robo-pilot that if Grandpa dies at the controls, you just push the red button and the plane will land itself. What a wonderful idea that isn't. You know, come on. If you're flying with a little plane like that, and you're flying with Grandpa, you should be paying attention to what Grandpa's doing up there. You might be able to land the plane yourself. Just put down that Mad Sparrow's game in your phone and watch what he's doing.
That is good. I would not want to be in a plane where you pushed a button and it automatically landed itself if someone had a heart attack at the controls.
I'm so confused.
What if you were super far away from an air landing, like a strip? What is it, going to land you on, like, State Line Road?
Well, there's a lot more to it than that, but...
I don't believe you, and I'm not getting on that plane. I'm not getting on one of those small planes anyway, because all they do is crash.
Well, that's not...
Tell that to JFK Jr. and Payne Stewart and Patsy Cline.
They crash at a rate that I'm not acceptable, or that I don't find acceptable. I would not fly on one of them, but I don't think that all they do is crash. I think that's a little unfair.
I say the same thing about hot air balloons.
Would you never go in a hot air balloon?
For $1 trillion, I would not get in one of those helium-fired death traps.
Well, first of all, that's not what they are. But how much money... How much money legitimately would I have to pay you to get in a hot air balloon? $10,000?
There is no amount of money.
$10,000.
Zero amount of money.
I'm going to put $10,000 on the table. All you have to do is walk out that door and get in a hot air balloon.
$50,000. Did you not just see the video a couple months ago? Because I always send this to my girlfriend, who's always trying to get me to get in one of those death baskets. Where the thing starts
not death
skipping
baskets.
and running, and it's like mowing down children. A couple of teachers died last year because they hit a power line.
$100,000 in cash, unmarked bills, not reported
because
to the federal government.
I can't spend $100,000 when I'm dead. Not doing it. I wouldn't get one of those little
How
planes
much
either.
to jump out of a plane parachuting.
Not doing it.
$100,000.
No.
To parachute out of a plane.
No.
With a super hot guy as your tandem.
Who I don't trust packed.
But he's super hot.
No, don't care. I don't do any of those things. It also voids
your
life insurance.
George Clooney is your tandem partner.
Ooh.
There we go. There we go. $10,000 and George Clooney is your tandem.
No, because I've always said this, there would be a moment when you're like hanging out the door, whatever those people do, where you would have to look at me and say, okay, now go. And
nobody has to say go because George Clooney is your tandem partner.
No.
And he pushes you out because he's attached to your back.
He wouldn't because I would punch him in the face.
It's a bizarre sexual experience.
No.
Let's be honest.
I'm not doing it. I know people who have. George Bush, up to the age of like 85, was jumping out of planes. It's not happening.
May God bless that great man.
Yeah, not happening.
$50,000.
No.
George Clooney is attached to your back.
No.
What about Salvi?
No.
Salvador Perez and George Clooney.
No.
No. Salvador Perez is on the front. George Clooney is on the back.
Okay, this is getting weird.
No, I would be screaming. How do you say we're all going to die in Spanish?
$50,000?
No.
Oh.
No. My girlfriend just texted me death baskets. She's always trying to get me to go to that balloon festival. No.
Chad in Independence. Hello, Chad.
Hey,
Hang on, Chad.
Hey, thank
I'm willing
you for
to put
my
Salvi.
Call.
Hang on, buddy.
No,
I'm willing to put Salvi on the front, Clooney on the back.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, spent over 10 years working on Thanksgiving, and I am blessed and thankful that I no longer have to do that to provide for my family. And my grievance is with these people calling up, whining, and complaining about having to work on Friday. It's not even a national holiday.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's true. The that's right. Friday after Thanksgiving is not a recognized, I don't believe.
Yep. You are doubly blessed if you get it off.
Chad, can you tell us generally the type of industry you were in where you never got Thanksgiving off?
Well, I basically worked for one of the local grocery store chains as a manager for years, and I actually provided Thanksgiving meals for most of the people.
Good for you, buddy.
That
grocery,
was my job.
And Chad, thank you for pointing that out, because I think most people think if you're working on Thanksgiving, it's public safety, health.
Military.
Military, fire, that type of thing, which is under the umbrella of public safety, of course. But you forget grocery stores. That's one of their busiest days all year is the day before.
CVS, Walgreens.
Drug stores, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chad, are you still with us? Chad, are you still there?
I'm still here.
What woman would you want me to strap to your back to jump out of an airplane?
You could strap my wife, but then I know I wouldn't be going out that airplane.
Exactly. She'd be up there with me screaming.
God bless you, brother.
The other thing is, they put you in a small airplane, which is also on the list of things I'm never going to do. So that's a twofer for me. First, you would have to get me up in that death trap of a single engine, which I'm not doing. Then you'd have to get me out of the death trap of the single engine, which I'm not doing.
Okay.
I would just start listing all the people who have died in single plane crashes. It drives Chris crazy.
The Stewart guy. What's his name again?
Payne.
Payne Stewart. That was a weird one.
Doesn't matter. The end result was the same.
Well, do you remember? I mean, like, they lost cabin pressure, and his plane just, like, kept flying on to Canada.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember? And then it just ran out of gas, and it crashed. I don't think that's a fair example.
Okay.
576-7798. We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence. Be an honor and a privilege to spend this Friday afternoon with you. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Thank you, Will Starrett. You're a good man. I think Will had to get going. But he did text me a couple of grievances from the text line that I can't access here. My grievance is with Dana Wright.
Oh.
When discussing South Dakota's new slogan earlier this week, why did Dana not scream out, "Enjoy your meth"?
You know, they trademarked meth we're on it in South Dakota. I should have sent them an email saying, forget that slogan. You just need to say, enjoy your meth. Because it says so much when you say that to someone.
My grievance is with Scott Parks and his failure to explain the sponsor for this hour. What the heck is Nikola Ultra?
Michelob Ultra.
Did I mispronounce it?
I don't know.
Maybe I did. The sponsor this hour is Michelob. Michelob Ultra. Drink responsibly, please.
Please drink responsibly.
A very good light beer.
Only 95 carbs. Let's go to Austin in Pleasant Hill. Hello, Austin.
Hi, Austin. Go ahead. Austin going once.
Austin, are you there?
All right. We will move on to the next one. Matt in Overland Park. Matt, good afternoon. Hello, my friend.
Hey there. Love you. Love my show. Thanks for hosting.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us.
My grievance is that my high school culinary students baked you guys a warm apple pie and a pumpkin pie today, and you're not in the office.
Oh, no.
What did he say?
They're culinary students. Are you calling from Olathe?
No, I'm from Shawnee Mission School District, the Broadmoor Bistro.
It's the Broadmoor Bistro. That's one of my favorite things every year, and they brought pies by today, you said?
Yes, we just dropped them off, and Sam's going to enjoy them without you.
They're still warm. They're still warm.
No. And yes, I will enjoy them. Thank you.
Come on!
Dan is already on it.
Hey, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so remind everybody, because these kids will make all of this stuff in their culinary center, and you can purchase it, and it goes toward the school program,
right,
and it's phenomenal.
It goes towards our Leadership Skills USA team so they can go compete regionally, state, and national levels. We do pies, sides, and breakfast at everythingbuttheturkey.com.
Everythingbuttheturkey.com.
Yeah.
Well, I am so sad that I missed those pies, and Dan Weinbaum just texted us, I took the apple, and I replied, I hate you.
Well, listen, Dana, if it works out, I'll bring another one next week.
You tell those kids I said hello. I'm a huge fan of that program.
You better.
Will do.
You better.
Thanks. I'm telling you, these schools, Scott, that are doing the culinary programs, the Center for Advanced Professional Studies,
what's this all about?
Is what we have at Blue Valley. They are teaching these kids like a life trade before they ever leave high school. Huh. It is absolutely amazing, and I know a lot of the districts have these programs.
So they bake pies.
Yeah, I mean, culinary is just one of the programs. There are programs in all sorts of different disciples. My daughter will graduate with her CNA before she leaves high school.
I'll be darned.
It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible what these schools are doing, and I wish we had had that when we were going through high school, but I'm thrilled that our kids have it now.
Yeah, we called it home ec.
Yeah, they had...
But we didn't make anything.
Yeah, they had shop and home ec, and I had to sew a pillow. I never understood why that was a life skill, but...
In case you became a very well-respected stay-at-home mom.
Okay, can I just tell you real quick? I have a grievance. Chris the other day comes out of the bathroom and looks down and goes, oh, I lost a button. And he's looking down on the ground for the button, and he finds it. And I said, babe, give me that. I will sew your button. I mean, I can sew a button.
Is that code for something?
No, I actually said to him, let me sew your button. And he looks at me, and this was like the interior button on his dress pants. Mm. The interior one, not even the exterior button, the interior button. And I go, hand it to me, I'll do it when I get home. And he kind of, he goes, you know what, I'll just take it to the dry cleaners. Oh, yes, he did. And I go.
He did not question your womanly skill.
I go, do you think I don't know how to sew a button?
I don't think you know how to sew a button.
And he kind of stammered, and he goes, well, babe, he goes, you're busy. It's just easier for me to take it to the lady down the street.
You're really not that busy.
This is what he says. It's easier for me to get in my car with my pants and a button, drive down State Line Road, get out of the car, hand the woman the pants, fill out the sheet, then turn around and drive back home before you have to go back in a week to pick up the pants. You think that's easier than just handing your wife your interior pants button? He took it to the alterations lady.
This is sounding more and more like an innuendo.
No.
Yeah, it really does sound, it sounds kind of sexual to me.
I offered to sew the button. He declined my offer.
So if I go home tonight and I say, Kelly, sew my button.
Well, I hope if you demanded she do it, she wouldn't do it. But Andy had to pay her like $10 to sew the button. Why couldn't I just sew the button?
What a tramp.
I know. Sew your own button.
Yeah, sew your own button, jerk. Is sew your own button code for something else?
Dust the mantle while you're
just
at it.
Is that like dusting the mantle?
Nope, it's just sewing the button.
I'm going to dust the mantle and then I'm going to sew my button. We got to run. Hey, Independence. Hang on, turn that music down. I don't want to have to pay for it. Independence, thank you for spending your Friday afternoon with us. We enjoyed it. We truly enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you for your time. All right, play the music again. We got to run. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. It's going to be fun. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevens III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.